wanted to share some information about cereal, breakfast cereal. Now, Steve, at 10 in the morning, we don't really, I don't have a chance here in the morning to eat breakfast cereals, but I do like to have it at home now and then. But what are the favorites? TropicalFruit.com ranked the 10 best cereals of all time and gave the top spot to the OG version, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, without the bacon. I don't believe I've ever tasted Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Have you, Ted?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
If you're a Grape Nuts fan, you'll be disappointed with the rest of their picks because they're based solely on taste, okay? Here's the top 10. Number 10, Frosted Flakes.
Classic.
Yeah. Number 9, Fruit Loops.
Another classic. Love Fruit Loops.
Number 8, Lucky Charms.
Mmm.
Number 7, Wheaties.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only kind of healthy one on the list. Wheaties boxes used to put star athletes on the boxes. Number 6, Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Hello.
Number 5, Honeycomb. Number 4, Cinnamon Life.
I like regular Life.
Yeah. Number 3 is Fruity Pebbles. Sure you like Fruity Pebbles.
Yes, I do.
Number 2, Cocoa Krispies.
Oh, my dad inhaled Cocoa Krispies.
Is that right? Okay. And number
tasty.
1?
It turns your milk chocolate. Love it.
Oh, okay. Number 1, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Honorable mentions include Golden Grahams, Cocoa Puffs, and Honey Bunches of Oats.
Go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like you. I like regular Life. Cinnamon Life is fine, but it's kind of hard to tell the difference between the two. I think they taste very similar.
We have in our cabinet right now at home, I think, Raisin Bran. I didn't see that on the
list. That's pretty old school.
Old school, kind of boring.
No Apple Jacks on the list.
No Apple Jacks. So you guys have tried most of these, huh? I, frankly, haven't. I guess I'm not a big fan of cereal. What about the Chex when I was growing up, the Rice Chex and the Wheat Chex? I thought those were good. I guess they're not on the list. Pretty boring stuff.
Well, it looks like you're more of a fan of the ones that aren't just basically
the
flakes
sugar.
Of sugar.
Candy and
yeah.
Sugar. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
those are the ones that taste good.
Yeah.
The ones that I don't like are kind of overly sweet, and I don't like the Fruit Loops, the ones that are supposedly fruit, but it's just, you know, colored candy.
Mini shredded wheat.
I like shredded wheat, too.
That didn't make the list.
What about Cheerios?
Cheerios nor Honey Nut Cheerios. None of the Cheerios varieties made the list.
The Cheerios family didn't make it there. All right. And I never, it wasn't big. My house, we never were big on oatmeal. I don't know if you guys were, but I tried it. My mom said, Mom, I don't need this anymore. We don't. I voted it down, but I wasn't a big fan of oatmeal. It's okay.
What about Malt-O-Meal?
Nope.
When I was a kid, King Vitamin was a cereal I enjoyed.
Did they have a TV ad with a guy who? Yeah, okay. I think I remember the
King
ad.
King Vitamin. That was a big one. What about Kix? Remember Kix?
Kix? Yeah.
Kind of old school.
Man. Yeah, it's because of the blood of stuff I'm sure they don't make anymore. So there you go. 7:40 now.
But none of the Boo Berry and Frankenberry. None of that made it.
Count Chocula. Didn't
see any of those on the list.
Count Chocula.
Dang it.
A local business closing its doors this morning with the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. A Wichita Recycling Center is shutting down operations and laying off employees by the end of the month. International Paper, located near 29th Street South and West Street, will close at the end of the month. The number of affected employees in Wichita is unclear, but the company's headquarters in Memphis said a total of 134 employees will lose jobs around the country. International Paper employs 65,000 people worldwide. The developer behind the District 96 mixed-use development project in northeast Wichita is looking at its next phase. Great Plains Ventures' Mark Peer tells the Business Journal's Audrey Jensen that 7 lots totaling 15 acres of prime land along K-96 are available in the 100-acre master-planned area. Peer says there's a vision of another multifamily complex, a hotel, medical office, and retail. Landmark Commercial Real Estate's Brett Harris is marketing the parcels. The development is already home to Tap and Paddles Pickleball and Restaurant, Chisholm Lakes Apartments, a Quick Trip, another Broken Egg restaurant, and an indoor golf simulation facility called Shot Suite. And it's becoming more difficult for renters to find an apartment in Wichita, according to a report from a national apartment search website. Wichita ranks 26th nationally and 6th in the Midwest for difficulty in finding apartments, with no new units being recently delivered in the city. Each vacant unit has about 10 applicants, with apartments staying vacant 45 days. Wichita Apartments had a 94.3% occupancy rate and a 68.7% renewal rate. The most competitive small market for apartments, Fayetteville, Arkansas. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
So in our Fox update on the stock market a few minutes ago, we talked about a company now worth $4 trillion. I didn't catch who it was, but $4 trillion. And it's, you know, $1 million, I can sort of see that because I, you know, what's it? A million is what, 1,000 thousands? Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? So I can see right. That. Okay. But a billion, that's now a billion is a million millions, right?
Right.
Okay.
And so I'll do the math from there.
A billion, I can't, you know, what? I can't count a billion of anything, especially dollars. And then you go to a trillion, which is what? Is billion billions? That's ridiculous.
A million billions.
Right? Okay. Well, yeah. Good.
Well, it's only a million billions.
It's
Steve.
Only,
come
okay,
on.
Gosh. Oh, well, now I'm getting a pretty good handle on it, but I just can't. That just boggles the mind. I'm sorry. No. You look at I'm not saying we get paid badly or anything, but look at what we get for a paycheck. And you imagine a company worth $4 trillion.
It's probably not Odyssey or the Business Journal.
No, it's not either one of us, but yeah. It's just, and then the government's talking about $30 trillion of debt. I could start counting today, and I couldn't count a $30 trillion in my lifetime.
Nope.
Much less spend that money. Okay. But we were talking about breakfast cereals there a while ago and some of the more popular ones. Do you have a favorite breakfast cereal, Kirk?
I've been a Tony the Tiger fan for a lot of years and recently came back to, I shouldn't admit this, it's very sugary, Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams.
Oh, those Golden Grahams.
Yeah.
Oh, those
exactly.
Golden Grahams.
No Frankenberry?
Never been a Frankenberry guy or a Count Chocula guy, no.
I know
give
we
me
mentioned
some good old Frosted Flakes.
I know we mentioned Honeycomb earlier. I bet Kirk's had some Honeycomb back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time.
Honeycomb's big. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not small.
It's not small.
No. Honeycomb has a big, big taste.
Man. Okay. Today is
Children of the 70s.
Yeah. Here we are.
Today is National Kitten Day. Well, now, who doesn't love a tiny, adorable kitten, right? Surprisingly, Americans seem to like cats and kittens best. According to the American Humane Society, 95.6 million cats were owned, while 83.3 million households owned a dog.
Really?
Yeah, more cats than dogs out there. That
surprises me.
So nothing wrong with dogs, of course, but a tiny kitten is just irresistible. Mm-hmm. Ted's got, what, do you got two now, Ted?
I've got two cats.
Yeah.
See, I like older cats.
Do you?
Yes.
Just not the
kids. Like to sleep and cuddle.
There you go.
They have personality.
How about it, Kirk? You got a pet cat around your house?
Yeah. We have one, two, three, four. Yes, four cats.
Good gravy.
Shame to say.
Nice.
We always got to kick out.
You've never met Kim Seminoff, who would stop traffic in a moment and on an interstate to save a kitten.
To rescue
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of a pain for you.
She's
but,
a special one.
All right. So, you know, for many years, the late Bill Roy did this segment with us, of course, and he had goldfish.
Oh, yeah. John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Yeah. One of them was John.
And a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And we heard about the goldfish exploits many times from Bill Roy.
Yeah. He kept a wild pet through there. All right. So, thank you, guys. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted this morning. Stay with us. We have the latest on the search and recovery now after the Texas flood. Ted has the latest sports, as always.
Yeah, the Royals going for a three-game sweep last night, and we've got some interesting highlights coming your way in sports in a few minutes.
Plus entertainment news. The Blur is coming up, too.
Yes, the Blur, and we'll touch on a very famous song that hit number one on this date back in the day. Entertainment news in the Blur at 8:35.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.